stranger's birthday. The particular first of the birthday. Without his call, the quiet of the phone. Between 8 and 9 a.m. the alone. Across the decades of the holiday, the 8:15 that I've been woken by since I was 5 years old. A particular sigh of relief when the phone rang on time. My birthday, the year he died, was the particular quiet of the 8:15 that didn't riot into the room, the silence of the phone. Specific choice of the habitual that grief has canceled. I waited until 9 before I acknowledged it fully. The particular folly of the grief, the particular ill inventory of the morning as the territory of the grief's first birth. Specific delivery, the particular tributary of the laws, the birthday as a grief's new occasion. My daughter sang happy birthday to me at breakfast, the way she does. The specific blessed and hockey rendering of the song that she delivers with full commitment. And the rivers of the grief and the love and the birthday morning ran together in the kitchen. The particular forming of the specific choice of the habitual that grief has canceled. The second birthday was easier, which was its own thing. The particular ring of the phone at 8:15 remained silent, and I was prepared. The resilient accommodation of the new absence in the birthday morning, the grief present, but the warning gone, which is a form of the healing, the expected loss.